to Orchatz in the Agada of Rav Kook, page Reish and Zion in the Ola Azriya. So we're up to the second part of the Seder, Orchatz. So before Lifnei Achilas HaKarpas. Okay, so Lifnei Achilas HaKarpas, before we eat the Karpas, Matbilanos Mamashka, that we dip into water. Rochz Nidaim, we wash our hands, Kedin Atilas Nidaim Suda, like we wash for a meal. But we don't make a bracha. Says Maran Harav. Orchat. Hamazon, who ameshu la'adam is avedes chelke chomri. The idea of sustenance, of food, is to return to the body its energy, or its physical energy. V'embonim mechadesh es givoy haneras. And it rebuilds anew what was lost ayidei koach hachayim atzmam. Yeah, based on the fact that I'm living, so I'm moving, I'm walking, I'm learning, so I lose the mass, I lose the physicality. So that's what does food do? So food re-energizes me. It gives me now
it replaces
the sustenance. What's that?
It replaces
the energy. Okay. Omnam hamashke, however, drink or water. It doesn't help specifically to give me new energy. What was lost. However, it's a means to move the parts to their proper places. So what does liquid do? It takes the material and moves it to its right places. Imkain, hamazon yitzev lifaneinu b'tor matara atzma. So really the matara, the mazon, the sustenance, the food is the goal. Hamashke b'torim tzoylo, and the liquid is a way of, as a means to get the food to where it needs to go. Okay? So where's he going with this? Vine adam, man, tzarech la'olam, a person has to always, l'kadesh l'taras matara, so has to purify and make holy his goal, his end goal, ve'asem tzav, and also the means, shal yadam yikno, so, so what are we saying? So what are we saying here in the Pesukim? Right? So what's he saying? He's saying that just like I have to sanctify the goal, I also have to sanctify the means. Okay?
What's this? Uvotseah? Is that dough?
Berach Na'at Hashem. I'm not sure. It's in Tehillim. Okay. V'hinei. Yesh she'amatera atzma alul lahasgos es ha'odam yiderach ha'yashav ha'tov. There are some times that the goal itself causes a person to go, leads a person astray. Right? Be'ikar be'esh tiyatzit lefano be'erach ha'chwechi. Ad asher im gam yira osa b'nivula v'lo taskim emot koach ha'pnimi ruach Hashem. Asher love a dance because Hashem Asher Bekirbo Makom Makom Yaskim Lechosba Yan Ki Hechrech Yaakov Yochav Alav Achbo Hechrech Shal Taiva Atzuma Okina Kasha Kishaul Oki Yotz Behem. Again, I don't know if I understood that. There are times that the
where are you starting?
Vihine Yesh. We'll do it again. Vihine Yesh. Right after the Pesukim.
Okay.
Vihine Yesh. And behold, there are Shamatar Atzma, that the goal itself alula lahashkosis adam will cause a person to lead a person astray. Miderach hayashav atov, bikar, and for sure specifically beis titiatzev lefanav, in the time that it stands in front of him beerech hechrechiri as a value of necessity. Ada sher im gam yira osa benavula, that even if you see in its disgust v'lo taskim im koach ha'pnimi, you're still not going to see that it's bad for you. Ruach Hashem asher alav v'das v'yiras Hashem asher b'kirbo, right? It doesn't agree with where I want to be. Still, mekom mokom yaskim lechoz bo, yan ki echrech yachav alav achbo, echrech shol taiva atzuma o kina kasha kishol ki yotza b'hem. Right? So I know that I'm not supposed to be doing something. I know that I shouldn't be smoking the cigarette. I know that I shouldn't be eating a certain way. I know that I shouldn't be talking something, right? And that itself, right? I know that it's not good for me. I know that it doesn't agree with where I need to be. However, the desire for it or the external pressures that I have for it overcomes it, Okay? Overcomes the fact that I know that it's good. But that's in something. Something that's not good. Correct. That's in the world of goal, right? In the world of matara, right? In the world of okay, this thing is not good. It's not that it's that it could lead me to not to something good. It's something that's not good. Avo. Kasher ein sham sibos machriches ha'odom b'chlolo ha'sa'uma. O gamets ha'yachir o lachsos nocha. But let's say I take the things that oppress me, the things that force me to follow my desires, I take that away, I'll have the ability not to give into it, right?
Out of sight, out of mind.
That's it. Or not even out of sight of mind. If I just don't have, if I don't desire it, right? I know smoking a cigarette is bad for me. I know, we all know that. So why am I smoking a cigarette? Because
there.
I'm desiring it. Okay, maybe because it's there. You're saying that it's there. He's saying even that if I take the desire away, I know I'm not going to do it. Right? I know that it's the truth of the thing is that it's bad. If it's bad, I'm not going to do it. Now, why do I do it? Because I have a desire, whatever, physical, emotional, feeling bad, whatever we want to say. But if I take the desire out of it, I'm going to see it for what it is and I'm going to stay away from it. That's in the world of something that's bad in itself. Okay? Now, he continues and he says,
What's he saying? This is positive or negative?
I mean, it's. I don't think it's either.
Said it, he says.
No. He's saying that I want to do something bad. I know it's bad. Why am I doing it anyway? It's because I desire it, so I'm a slave to it, right? So then, if I take away the desire, of course I'm not going to do the bad thing. Okay? Because I see that it's bad for me.
Going to work the other way. You see that it's bad for you and that takes away the desire.
Yeah, it's true. It's possible. Definitely possible.
Such a diplomat.
Usually it doesn't take away the desire. You just have to
find
it. As a former smoker, I can tell you that every once in a while the desire comes back and you just have to
deal with it.
Okay, if you don't actualize it.
So he says, yeah. Okay, however, the means of which I attain a goal, attain a destination,
Okay,
let's understand this slower. However, umnam, back to umnam. Haimtzayim b'malavo al matara, the means to the ends. Koach achichitzoni, an external power, external force. Rak mikoach etzim kocha haniskav. This is a little bit complicated. Amnam, how do you read this? Amnam, however, haimtzayim, the means, ba'melavo, from which I go to the goal. Koach achichitzoni, an external strength. Rak mikoach etzim kocha niskav. Tov hatzur ba yucha adon lipo me'erko hanichbad. Hashem hechal litiatzev aderech lo tov yisoru asematara.
Can you go back to Aval? Maybe it'll fit better.
Aval kasher ein sham sibos machrichos es adon bechlolo oes ha'uma. If there's no external forces or causes that cause a person to do bad, ogamasi yachid, or an individual, us lachzos nacha, to see clearly, ulis ametz, and to be strengthened, uliskarev laolam, and then uliskarev laolam elamatarei yeter mis ames el emes v'tzedek, a person becomes stronger to really see that the goal of it, the truth of the tzedek, of the righteousness. So the person is going to, if you take away the external desires, a person will see the goal very clearly. That's what he's saying. Okay.
Okay. So if you are Does that mean you have to slough off any external influences?
He's not telling me practically what to do. He's explaining the concept, though. He's explaining when it comes to something like a goal, and if something that things that are goals. So I know smoking is bad for me. If I now want to do something that's good for me, if I get rid of the desire, I'll see what's good for me. Period. It's clear to me. Okay?
So if there's no external pressures, you could go directly to the good.
That's it.
But that's not realistic.
So, well, that's in the world of goals.
Right.
What about the world of means? Okay. That's where it gets complicated. Okay. I think that's what he's about to say.
Okay.
Umnam. However, I am saying that means bame lovo elamatara. Okay? Now, this is where it's a run-on sentence. Koach achar chitzoni, an external pressure. Rak mikoach etzim kocha haniskav, only from the strong ability, the high strong ability, tova atzurba, the good that's inside of it, yuchal ha'adam lipo me'erko hanichbad, a person can lose their value. Asher im hechal yitiyatzev al derech lo tov, if a person begins to become stable or to go on a path that's not good, yisoru esematara, it's going to inspire or going to awaken the goal, rak yivcher bira mitzad atzmon yitiyatzev al derech lo tov achar kach ra lo yimas. What's he saying here? What he's saying here is that things that are the means, if I pursue means that are bad, then what happens is I'm on a complete different path. I don't even see a good goal anymore.
Okay.
I mean, that makes sense.
So, for example, if your goal is to be rich,
yeah,
and you go out and rob...
Let's read again. Amnam, ha'emtzayim b'ma lavo al matara, the means from which we get to a goal, which the goal, I think he's saying, is koach achar chitzoni.
Stop. Koach achar chitzoni.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is another external strength. Again, David's example is, I want to be rich. Okay? Good. Now, the means to now be rich, rak mikoach etzim koach haniskav, this, the fact that it's outside, it means I want to be rich. Tov atzurba, because the good that's inside of it, yuchal adam lipo me'erko anichbad, the person can fall from its value, the value of being rich. Asher im echel litiatzev al derech lo tov. That if a person, right, a person, there's a value in being rich. Why is there a value in being rich? Because I want to give money to tzedakah, right? But what happens if the way I want to be rich is through robbing banks? Mm-hmm. Then a person loses that value, the value of being rich. Beautiful. It is what you're saying, what you're saying. Yisoru, I'm sorry, Shaim Hechal Litiatseva Derech Lotov, Yisoru Esamatara, Rak Yifcha Bera Mitzad Atzmo. Rakif Rabbi Mitzat Atzmo, Yityatsev al derech lo tov, acharkach ra lo yimas, akein lefi osamida, ad she yisor banu kol achefetz yosef sholim mali lahavas achayim, mitzat chem dosim abihir of atorah mitzat shifoseim, adinus hakdosha kulam omer kavod. Right, so if I'm understanding him correctly, the path is equally as important as the destination. Right. Maybe even more important.
Right.
And if you, once you're on that path, I mean, it's a very complicated sense. It's hard to
very
say
complicated
what he means.
Sense.
But he seems to be saying is once you're on that path and you're using these